The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I'd like to give you a quotable quote for everybody. One of those you can put up on a poster. Motivation, thoughtfulness. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes things are really funny until they're not.
Yeah. Hey,
Spadell. Nope.
Spadell.
Nope.
No, I just want to tell him something real quick. Okay. First of all, for those of you listening, there was no Cordell on the air.
Right. We don't know what you're talking about.
Spadell, wipe the tapes. I didn't know what you're talking about, folks. This is crazy. You're probably listening to some other station.
Yeah.
And you think that it was here. It was not here. Spadell, wipe them all clean.
Just remember, all right. Sometimes things are really funny until they're not.
Until they're not.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Can't
that
wait.
Sounds like a great idea. All right. Nobody knows why. This is very weird. But Ben Affleck, he gets this. It's so weird. All right. It says Ben Affleck got a surprising knock on his door on Sunday from law enforcement agents. The 52-year-old actor and filmmaker's home in Los Angeles in Brentwood neighborhood was visited by what appeared to be FBI agents and deputies from the LA County Sheriff's Department. The agents were seen waiting outside the gate to his property for several minutes and then they left. Now, here's my question. What if they're fake?
Oh,
could be.
What if they're dress-up agents?
Could be.
Because that's been going on out there.
Yes, it has. And I'm looking at the most current right here with the update on that story.
Yeah.
And again, the update is they have no clue why FBI agents would be at his gates. No clue.
And I'm just looking because I don't see a weapon. It's like the shoes are weird on these people. I don't know. It doesn't look like a issued uniform because they're both dressed differently.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Huh. Because yeah. You can buy all kinds of stuff on Amazon that says FBI.
And what you are, what you are saying is that it's been going on out there. They've got all these firefighters, which pretend to be firefighters, policemen, things like that, are turning out to be looters.
Yeah. I got audio from the police chief talking about that.
Okay. When?
Why is it not playing?
Operator.
I saw a gentleman that looked like a firefighter, and I asked him if he was okay because he was sitting down. I didn't realize we had him in handcuffs. We are turning him over to LAPD because he was dressed like a fireman, and he was not. He just got caught burglarizing a home. So those are issues that our frontline deputies and police officers are dealing with.
Yeah, that's serious.
28 people arrested. Mm-hmm. So far, from looting of these houses that are on fire or, neighborhoods that are on fire, going in there and getting dressed as, where do you buy a fireman's outfit?
They're obviously not going to Halloween Spirits.
No.
Because those outfits are very flimsy.
Yeah. Cheap. Real cheap.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Right. You got one from Halloween Spirits.
Spirit Halloween, but whatever it's called.
Where do you get a policeman's uniform? Where do you get it, this stuff?
I don't know. Where do you get it? I mean, FBI shirts are all over Amazon.
It's so pretty slick, though.
That would be easy.
You know, I mean, I don't condone the move they're making, but that's a pretty slick move.
Yeah. You should tell Cordell about it.
Yeah. Who's Cordell?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who Cordell is.
No idea who you're talking about.
Why are we looking around like people can see us? We're actually doing this. We're like, whoop, whoop.
Where?
Oh, my God. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting a lot of pushback. People are saying that they went into the fire zone. They were trying to help people, supposedly, blah, blah, blah. And people are calling it a repulsive photo op.
I haven't seen the photos. Have you?
Yeah, I saw them. They were walking around saying nice things to people like, are you okay?
And that was it?
Yeah, like, serving some food and stuff.
Yeah.
But they said there was no need for you to cause more, congestion in the area. Why did you come into the area? It was nothing more than a photo op. Mm.
I did see where they said they had opened up their home to people that had, you know, lost their houses. Can you imagine the people we're talking about here?
Yeah.
It's not just somebody that lost a home over here on this side of town that nobody's ever heard of. It's going to be like Oprah.
Yeah, it's chief operating officers. Yeah,
it's like, really?
Yeah, CEOs.
We're supposed to feel good about them?
I doubt they're picking up people.
I doubt it.
Come on. Anyway, let's see here. What else? Mel Gibson revealed that he lost his home. This is kind of sad. Here's the audio, number two.
Oh, hang on a second.
All right, sure.
Number two it is.
Where were you, Mel, when the fire broke out?
Gosh, I was in Austin. I was doing the Rogan podcast, you know, and I was kind of ill at ease while we were talking because I knew my neighborhood was on fire. So I thought, I wonder if my place is still there. But when I got home, sure enough, it wasn't there. I went home and I said to myself, well, at least I haven't got any of those pesky plumbing problems anymore.
When did you drive up? Did you take this video that we're looking at?
Yeah, I was taking some of it. Rose took some and, the chickens survived. It was amazing.
That is.
Chicken poop and they were fine. So we gave them some grain and some water and they're happy and laying eggs and stuff. So there you go. They weren't roast chickens.
You know, did you watch any of the podcasts him on with Joe Rogan?
No.
He's a weird dude.
He's always been weird.
He is a wacky, weird dude. Now, he's very talented, don't get me wrong. But man.
But remember when he went on that racist rant?
Yeah.
A long time ago?
He just goes off on different, down different roads. He can't stay on subject.
And remember all those audio clips of him talking to his ex-wife? Screaming
at
her.
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. He's like screaming at her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's bizarre.
All right. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Finally, Justin Bieber. This is interesting to me because I thought this guy was fine and loaded. Justin Bieber, they're saying, is making a comeback in the music industry with a new album because of financial reasons.
Hard to believe.
Yeah,
really
right?
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
I feel like at one point we're playing him every fifth song.
Well, what are they saying he's worth?
I don't know.
Can you look it up real quick?
They said because he had to cancel his Justice World Tour in 2022 and 23 after being diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It temporarily paralyzed his right side of his face. The last album that Bieber put out was 2021's Justice. So he hasn't had an album since 2021. Obviously, the tour was canceled, blah, blah, blah. But they said that he's coming back with a new album because of financial reasons.
And they're saying he's worth $300
million. Huh.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing.
And I don't see where he actually overspent and exuberant about anything.
Not really,
do you?
No.
I mean, it's not like he owns a $250 million mansion or something.
And he gets his peaches in Georgia.
Yeah, peaches in Georgia. They're dirt cheap down there. It's a peach state.
Right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell my trash.
Coming up next, Cordell's back. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, when it comes to the weather, I think the National Western Stock Show has not had good luck, have they?
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, the parade, remember it was the blizzard on Friday.
Yeah.
And then this coming weekend, their big weekend, is supposed to be really, really cold.
But Carson was telling me Thursday it's going to be 55, so that's the day I'm taking down the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect for that.
Because today it's only 17.
Then it plummets.
I'm not doing that today.
Then it plummets, right, for the weekend?
Yeah, I guess the low tonight is going to be 7. So just remember, if you have any outside walls, I know I do this all the time, but you have a faucet on an outside wall, meaning like your shower head is on an outside wall or whatever, open up the cabinets and make sure you get heat like to any of those sinks and stuff.
All right, I apologize for anything doom and gloom on the program today, but we're all depressed over the Broncos because we lost yesterday. We're out of the playoffs. It was a good run, though. It was a good run, good season.
Okay? I think this is the first time I've had feelings.
Really?
About the Broncos.
It's because you had money on it.
That could be true.
That's true.
First time you had money on.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got feelings all of a sudden. It's called a wallet.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 5K a day kicked off today. If you listen to the Odyssey app for, I think it's an hour. Is that right?
Yes.
For an hour, listen for at least 1 hour, and you're qualified for $5,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's easy, too.
That'd be great to get, and then I could gamble again.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Bad situation out in Los Angeles. The weather is going to be not ideal this week. We're talking heavy winds, big winds, and it looks like that the fire is not even close to being completely contained out there. So it's going to be a rough week, it looks like.
There's like four of them. Two really, really active ones. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with.
It is.
And they grow so much. I mean, some of the maps and video that's coming out of there, as far as the mapping of what affected areas they are, they're huge.
Doesn't it make you paranoid that it could be here any second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too. I'm like, do not melt snow. I like that it's cold because it's keeping the snow on the ground, to be honest with you.
And the thing with the Los Angeles fires is that it's hitting neighborhoods that never thought the fire would ever get to that point.
No.
I mean, there are areas out there where it's almost like, yeah, it's a given. It's going to happen eventually. But then there are other areas that are being affected by this that it's just like, we never dreamed of it coming here. Yeah. Never. Ever. And so that's not a good situation out there. But I did see where, like, I think 24 people now have perished.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable number.
Crazy.
I know. I don't know how that happens. I guess they just didn't evacuate.
Trapped.
You know?
Yeah, they get trapped. Yeah.
Never did get an update on that video. Remember the two guys and a dog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people were saying on the internet that they're fine, but I never saw a follow. Like, I didn't see it from them that they're fine. I saw it from other people saying, hey, they're fine.
And
but,
you would think that they would put some out, right, like, hey, thanks for your
concern.
Are
they fine? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, right?
Oh. The guy who made that post was the one who said that they were fine, but he, like you said, he doesn't have any follow-up pictures or any video of them. So a lot of people are wondering if he just said that just so that people would stop DMing him about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. He said he was fine the day that we saw the video.
The video that you saw, the guy who posted
it. Yeah, I got it.
Posted again on Twitter that they're okay. And then people are wondering, like, hey, where's a video? Where's a photo of these people? How do we not know that they're okay? And they think that maybe he just said that just to, so people would leave him alone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm weird.
I'm fine. Bye.
Never hear from him again.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if it turned out too well. Yeah, I really don't. All right, anyway, that's the update on the fires out there in California. This week's going to be kind of touch and go. They don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the winds, they are back again in California. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like we're over the loss over the weekend already. You know, I mean, probably some people are still feeling it, but I feel like we've gotten past it here on the program, you know?
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to go get them. Super Bowl bound, baby.
Next year's our year.
Yeah, next year is our year. This year, not so much.
Yep. You know what? We gave it a good try. We weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs.
Good old college try, man.
Right?
So. All right. Jamie, I got to tell you, man, and I forgot to bring this up. I forgot to bring it up earlier this morning, but your BBL that you did over the weekend.
And Moxie, yeah.
Looks good.
Thank you.
It does look good.
I told you I was going to come in there like a supermodel.
Yeah.
And I have. Well, not quite yet. Swelling needs to go down just a... It was funny because this guy yesterday said, I go, you know, any minute now I'm going to be like a supermodel. I'm going to look like a supermodel once a little bit of the swelling goes down. By the way, I went to Facial Aesthetics and they gave me this Moxie treatment, this BBL, which is not Brazilian butt lift. It's a, what is it? Like a bright light therapy thing.
Broadband light.
Thank you. And they did all this stuff on me. They're fantastic. I love them. And I did this on Friday and he goes, well, it must be weird. Like, waking up every morning, like, wondering if this would be the day. I was like, shut up!
I think Spadil's a little jealous of you.
I do, too. He's very interested in it.
He's talking about it a lot.
Yeah. Well, he walks into the studio, and he says, I've been thinking about it. I got these brown spots here, and look at my skin, and blah, blah. Then he comes in just a few minutes ago. This was last week he did that. Then he comes in just a few minutes ago, and he's, like, in front of you, looking
he's
at
like
your
face.
Looks
so much smoother.
You look so much. He's just so interested in it.
I am, yeah. I think that dudes should be able to get this. I mean, I know that they help people at Facial Aesthetics that are men, but I'm just saying, like, dudes should be interested in this too. It helps us a lot.
You're wanting freebie, aren't you?
Nailed it.
Here's what you need to do, Schmidel. Facial Aesthetics Inc. That's facialaestheticsinc.com and see what all the things they offer.
I want to get rid of these. You call them calcium deposits up near my eye, like,
I do.
Really bad.
Yeah. They can zap them.
Yeah.
They can zap everything.
And they're gone.
They can zap your head off.
Yours looks good.
Thank you.
Looks
Thank
good.
You. Yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.